everybody. We're all going to get laid.
That man a spring break and pronto. Here's a good college frat party game. Take a drink of something strong every time he says spring break in those lyrics. I know after this episode, I love Cheap Trick now. On the basis of the two songs we're going to include today, I love Cheap Trick, and I want to listen to more of them. Spring has officially sprung, people. The weather is warming up. It's been a bit rainy, but it's warming up. And my mind, when spring hits, my mind starts turning to those three things that are in the title of this episode, which is Babes, Boobs, and Purity Bush. That is, we are going to be celebrating the music of those teen TNA flicks of the 1980s. Yes, the music of those flicks. So you'd be surprised. Like, there's some really good music in these movies, and I'm going to hopefully play something that you like. Kids today, they don't understand what these teen TNA movies are. I mean, you know, these kids raised on Avengers movies, you know, I don't care if Scarlett Johansson is in a tight-fitting leather outfit. You know, you have to see, like, boobs on the big screen to really enjoy these teen flicks. If you don't know what these teen movies are, what am I talking about? Here is a good example. Here's a trailer. This is the best trailer, I think, on an audio level that will relay what goes into one of these teen TNA movies that we're going to be celebrating today. Other trailers are better visually, of course, but I think this one, on a purely oral level, puts across the kinds of movies that we are celebrating today. Here is the trailer for The Incredible Screwballs.
At TNA High, the student body's got a lot more bounce to the ounce.
Thank you, miss.
And the screwballs only have one thing on their minds.
Whipped cream, big boy.
I think you've needed this kind of private lesson for a long time.
What were you doing in the girls' restrooms?
Field trip?
That's Purity Bush. Last holdout at TNA High.
Did you know I always have a headache?
It's the pussy factor.
If you're looking for something different, but can't quite put your finger on it, it's Screwballs.
Ah! Nice shot.
My fiber.
Junior.
Yes, everyone's trying to hide the salami in Screwballs, where homework takes on a whole new meaning.
Oh, my God. A TNA orgy.
Screwballs, the nuts who always score. It's not a dirty movie, really. Trust me.
This picture is disgusting.
Awesome. I think VHS Rewind actually reviewed Screwballs and actually a couple of other of these movies. So please check the archives of VHS Rewind. Okay, let's get to the first earworm that is going to stick in your head after this episode. Here is the theme song for Hard Bodies.
Tell you I'm
I don't know how he sings that song so high, in such a high register for so long. One of the things about the music here is that I have so little background info on some of these bands. That is apparently a band called Crack, K-R-A-K. If anybody knows any information about Crack or any information about any bands we might play later on, you know, obviously we know Cheap Trick, but please write in, because I really want to know who the hell was Crack and where did they go to? Does anybody know the story of Hard Bodies? It's the story about these three middle-aged men who sort of shack up in a kind of unusual way with a, you know, 18 or 20-year-old, and they want the middle-aged guys want the younger fella, the hot fella, to introduce them to hot babes. And I like this movie a lot. Again, this was another one that's on the VHS Rewind archives if you want to check it out. But one of the middle-aged men, I think he's an older Texan fella, and he actually sings a song that means more to me now in my own middle age than it did back when I first saw this movie in the 80s. But I love this song. It's called Fossils, and I sing it every day at work when I look at the other young babes that work there.
She was a young thing in the prime of her life, standing there looking as cute as could be. So I walked on over and asked her name. I'm still not believing what she said to me. I don't fuck fossils for free, old man. I don't fuck fossils for free. So just go on home and take matters in hand, 'cause I don't fuck fossils for free.
I hear you, man. I hear you. That's what my life is like right now. Hard Bodies also featured an all-girl band called Vixen, and they actually had a couple of songs in the movie. I was really on the fence about which one to choose, but I went with this one, and I hope you like it.
You know he gave it to me.
That's kind of Pat Benatar-ish, Bonnie Tyler-ish, hard chick. The Vixen was a band that actually, I mean, they had a couple of years. They were an actual band outside of this movie, and they had a couple of years. If we do a sequel episode to this, I will definitely play other tunes of theirs. Let's do another trailer so that, again, you just get introduced to the kinds of movies here. Here is the trailer for Porky's. Here is some blasphemy for you. I haven't even seen Porky's, the original. I've seen Porky's 2 the next day, and I've seen Porky's 3, Porky's Revenge, but I've never seen the original Porky's. I know. Terrible.
20th Century Fox would like to introduce you to Pee-wee and his pals.
Speaking of Artie Mother.
Tommy, Mickey, Tim.
I'm going tonight, right?
I don't know.
And the biggest man on campus.
Why do they call you Meat? Because it's so big?
When they're not in class, they're into everything.
Energy, you're gonna need it.
Okay. Okay, pull over.
Coast.
But what they'd like to get into most is a place called Porky's.
I left my idea. Here, use this one.
That's my Bible school card.
Unfortunately, we can only show you the outside of Porky's. Because what goes on inside is not to be believed.
Boy, the locker room. Oh, it turned me on.
We'd like to show you more of the locker room, but this kind of physical education just isn't taught.
Yeah.
We can't show you more of the shower scene.
What are you doing?
Because what they're looking at isn't watered down.
They want us to look. They want us to look.
Porky. You too will be back for a second look.
Okay, here is your next earworm. This is the title track for the Phoebe Cates opus, Private School.
Hard.
That was Bill Ray with Private School. Bill Ray, you might know, he's done songs for the movie The New Kids. Oh, wow, he even did a song for the Jean-Claude Van Damme Lionheart. He produced the soundtrack for Navy SEALs. Wow, he's done a lot. The song for New Kids called Stand Up, really good. Check it out. Private School, Phoebe Cates. What can I say about Phoebe Cates? She is just stunning, 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 stunning. She was also a singer, if anybody didn't know that, and she had a song featured in Private School. So why don't you close your eyes, listen to Phoebe Cates sing the song, pretend she's singing it to you, and she's naked while she's doing it. I'm going to toss something out there to everybody. This is, again, blasphemy for saying this. Phoebe Cates, gorgeous. Gorgeous. She's on a pedestal. She's gorgeous. But Private School also had Betsy Russell. And, you know, let's say I had a choice. It would be tough. It would be tough. But I think in the end, I would go with Betsy Russell. Yes, she's stunning too. There's nothing against Phoebe. I'm just, if I had to pick, I would pick Betsy. Okay, here's another track from Private School. I like this one. It's got a little island feel. An all-female band. I guess they're a Canadian band. All right, let's go to another trailer. And just to show that these movies are not solely about horn dog guys exploiting women, let's remember that there are also movies about horn dog women exploiting men.
Fort Lauderdale is a zoo. It's full of millions of guys who are just looking for animal sex and debauchery.
Exactly, that's why we're going.
Four gorgeous girls on the way to where the boys are.
That alert!
Hi. Good stuff.
Thank you, God.
Oh my God, it's a supermarket of sex. Bonehead with the most gorgeous vibe. I'm talking Conan the Barbarian.
Where the boys are. Where the fun never sets. Where the music never ends. Everything goes. Where anything can happen. Even love. Where the girls are, that's where the boys are. Where even your wildest dreams come true.
My God, it's Conan!
Where the boys are, 84. Rated R starts Friday, April 6th at a theater near you.
Filthy, disgusting women. All they want is sex. Anyway, this movie featured Lynn Holly Johnson right off her triumph in For Your Eyes Only, the James Bond flick, and it also featured Lisa Hartman, both in their prime. And Lisa Hartman, not one to be outdone by Phoebe Cates, actually sings the title song of Where the Boys Are 84.
Thank you. to go so bad. I just have so much work to do.
You'll bring your books and you'll study.
When you're not lusting after Camden.
You can do both.
You're right, I can do both. So, we're out of here.
That last song was 7 Day Heaven by Shandy Cinnamon. That's her real name, Cinnamon with an S. You would think that's like a porn name or something. She's actually, again, you might have heard her. She's done songs in Flashdance. She had a song in The Karate Kid. She had a song in Bloodsport. And I think she had another song that we're going to play later on, if we can fit it in. I'm trying to keep this really short, but I can just keep going with all these songs. She had a song in Making the Grade, which is one I might play. And then, of course, Lisa Hartman with the Where the Boys Are remake. I think Lisa Hartman married a country singer and went country. Whether or not she's any good, I leave that to you to decide. All right, let's do another trailer. Here is the trailer for Joysticks.
I like fun just as much as the next guy, but it's my first day at the arcade.
You work at the video arcade?
Close that horrible video arcade.
Danny, would you like to get out of my ray of the
pan? I am laying down the law about that arcade, young lady.
I don't want the police to know anything about this, but I got an idea.
If I want to go to the arcade, like, I am going to go.
Wiggle left, jerk it right, something everything inside. Shit,
if you want to get out safely, you better act now. You understand?
I want you out of here, Rudder. Private gathering.
Joystick. I need a way.
Video.
Joystick.
Please let me have a corner.
Video.
Joystick.
I got to have a corner.
Totally awesome video game.
We're in the middle of a spontaneous demonstration to close down the arcade.
You like some roofing air conditioning?
Bailey's Video Arcade.
Yeah, all
right. I came here as a shocked parent, a concerned parent, who cares very deeply about all the children of this community. What takes place here, day after day, stands as a testament to the rotting moral decay of our society.
Rudder was determined to close us down from the moment he walked into this place.
The man's a proven asshole.
Playing fun!
Let's make fun! My God, Patty and Penny!
Totally awesome video games!
Sticks are a hot bit of germs!
Yeah! Totally awesome video games!
Hi.
At the top of the show, we played the trailer for Screwballs. And Screwballs takes place in 1965. I think that was following the model of Porky's, which was also kind of a period piece. Anyway, Screwballs had a really interesting soundtrack in that it used, like, I don't know if it's faux rockabilly, but it's certainly trying to sound like rockabilly. It's a guy named Johnny D. Fury, and the whole soundtrack is just peppered with his songs. So here is a threefer of some very short Johnny D. Fury mock rockabilly songs. Here we go.
This part's on fire. Out of control, but his heart's on fire down below, and it feels real good, feels alright. This heart's on fire, burning hot. His heart's on fire tonight. Hear that wild wind howling, honey, calling out your name. See that moon. Heart's on fire, out of control. Heart's on fire, down below. And it feels real good, feels alright. This heart's on fire, burning hot. This heart's on fire tonight. We'll be right back. this heart's on fire, out of control. This heart's on fire, down below. And it feels real good, it feels alright. This heart's on fire, burning hot. This heart's on fire tonight. This heart's on fire, out of control. This heart's on fire, down below. And it feels real good, it feels alright. This heart's on fire, burning hot. This heart's on fire tonight. I said this heart's on fire.
Shake that thing, shake, shake. I want to take.
One movie that I associate with this genre that maybe isn't an exact fit, that is Meatballs, the original Bill Murray movie. It's a really, you know, it's a summer camp movie. There is sexual shenanigans, but it's really a sweet version of that. It's not so exploitative as Meatballs 4 was. So here is the trailer for Meatballs 4.
Welcome to Lakeside, where some of the hottest skiers have just landed a new hero.
I want you to meet our new recreation director, Ricky Wade.
He's got charm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Victor.
He's a natural-born leader.
Come on, guys, let's do it. Come on, anything's possible if you want it bad enough. Look at Michael Jackson.
And he's got 2 weeks to turn these ski rats into superstars. It's a playground of fun and fantasy. Where the scenery is breathtaking. The passion is pulsating.
Why didn't you leave me, Ricky?
Because I was afraid, Cal.
And the romance is hot.
I think I'm going to change that 10 to a 12.
Yeah.
But the competition wants to crash this party.
Are you going to put up or shut up?
And they'll stop at nothing to get what they want.
If you don't mind. All right, these girls are going to look like smurfs.
Now,
Kelly,
it's a race for survival.
Give me my skis.
Yeah! Meatballs 4, to the rescue.
This is a movie where Corey Feldman is trying to do Bill Murray, or his idea of Bill Murray. This is like Corey Unchained. He is not restricted by any conventional parameters of acting or performance. He's not listening to any director. If there is any director on this, he is just out of control. I thought he would sing in this. He doesn't sing, but he does do the dance moves, the Michael Jackson dance moves, which I wonder what Corey's going to do now. That was the last thing he was clinging to, was the Michael Jackson dance moves. And now that he can't do that, what is he going to do? I'm kind of curious to see where his career takes him. All right, here's two tunes from Meatballs, the original, not Meatballs 4. I have to say, I do like Meatballs 2, and I do like Meatballs 3. Just FYI.
Are you ready for the summer?
Children are going to the most glamorous of all summer camps, Camp Mohawk. There's a 2-year waiting list, and every child has to be voted in. On top of all that, it costs $1,000 a week to go to Camp Mohawk. The question is it worth $1,000 a week?
It sure is. It's the best darn camp there is.
Well, are you connected with Camp Mohawk?
Well, I think so. I'm the program director, Jerry Aldini.
Well, how do you justify $1,000 a week?
Well, we have some special programs. We're doing Shakespeare in the Round again this year, of course. Our political roundtable, Henry Kissinger, will appear. Yasser Arafat is going to come out, spend a weekend with the kids, just rap with them.
That's amazing.
And the kids wanted animals, so this year each camper will stalk and kill his own bear in our private wildlife preserve.
Are you sure the children can hack that?
We'll see. But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer. During Sexual Awareness Week, we import 200 hookers from around the world, and each camper, armed with only a thermos of coffee, $2,000 cash, tries to visit as many countries as he can. And the winner, of course, is named King of Sexual Awareness Week and is allowed to rape and pillage the neighboring towns until camp ends.
That's incredible.
What do you expect for $1,000 a week? Hey, you have a good summer, too, huh?
Are you ready for the summer?
Let's say it was the moon dust that drifted down from heaven to fall upon your shoulders and nestle in your eyes. Let's say it was the moon dust with all its ancient powers, much more than any mortal ever could devise. And it made me love you, and it made me never want to go away, and it made me helpless, and it made me always wanna stay that way. Let's say it was the moon dust that hides behind the moonlight, that fell and set us free with its moon dust melody. And it made me love you, and it made me never want to go away, and it made me helpless, and it made me always want to stay that way. Let's say it was the moon dust that hides behind the moonlight, that fell and set us free with its moon dust melody, and set us free with its moon dust melody.
I love that song. I really do. It's so nice. I wish I could play that on guitar. All right, next trailer. Here is the trailer for Hard Bodies.
A film with absolutely no redeeming social value whatsoever. A film that has won not five, not three, but absolutely no Academy Award nominations. A film that luminaries like Bergman, Fellini, Spielberg, and Lucas had absolutely nothing to do with. A film that every critic in America has unanimously hailed as a motion picture. This is Hard Bodies, the film that will teach you important new words like hard bodies.
It means perfect little foxes down on the beach.
BBD.
It's a bigger and better deal.
And wuss.
Yeah, she said he got a lot more class than an immature boy like you. Oh, man. That wuss.
It will answer important questions.
Whatever became a romance?
You want romance? Read a novel. You want me? I'm upstairs.
Expand your language skills.
My friend Rag here is multilingual. He's flipping you off in 48 languages.
Explore the wonders of nature.
Look at these hamstrings, these gluteus maximus. This is the body of the 80s.
To travel where no man has gone before.
And how to effectively plan your day.
First, we'll make love. Then we'll go for a jog. And then we can come back and make love again till we bounce off the wall.
It's not like your eggs.
Hard Bodies is stuffed with fine dialogue.
It's over easy, okay?
Lavish costumes. The latest in special effects.
Well, is everything turned on now?
Everything is now.
And an important message for all.
Party, 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 party.
It runs about an hour and a half, raised the Encino Gazette. It's shot with movie film, just like E.T., says the Schenectady World Bulletin. And Utah Today calls it absolutely the best film we have seen this afternoon. If you see only one movie this year, then go see this one, also. Hot bodies. If you don't know what they are, you don't know what you're missing.
Hot bodies. I don't know. I love singing that. All right. Here's the title tune for Joysticks by Legion. Awesome song. All right, here is the title tune for My Tutor. This, I wouldn't call it the title tune, but it plays over the opening credits.
Thank you.
nice disco feel to that one. I guess the tutoring is all about disco dancing. I don't know what else it could be. All right, trailer for Private Resort right now.
Ah, welcome to paradise. For the incurably romantic, there is Club Med. For the incredibly wild, there is the club that's mad. Private Resort, where two eager guys can resort to their most private fantasies.
I'm telling you, this is the place to be.
4 days made in heaven, and it's all theirs.
Oh, look at that.
Now they can worship the sun.
And we
rejuvenate their bodies.
I'm in love.
Meet stimulating people.
Yeah.
Be free with me, Ragalama.
And bare their souls.
You must lose your artificial layers.
Give me my clothes.
I beg your pardon?
Dance. Would you care to dance?
A part?
Dance! The broads dance.
It's the perfect escape, whether you're on the wrong side of the law.
Give me that knife.
Or on the flip side of reality.
Whoa, dude. Excellent cut. This place is insane.
He's got my diamond. Come on.
It's the great getaway.
It's gotta be your life.
For all kinds of action. Come join the feast. Go ahead. Just dive right in. You'll want to stay forever.
Is this place always this crowded?
Wait till we get to the sauna.
Private Resort, the third in the private school private lesson saga. Now you can get away with everything.
Whoa, a mom and a dad. I'm home.
Private Resort, that's an early Johnny Depp film that also stars, what's that other guy's name? Hector Elizondo, that's it. No, it also has Rob Morrow from, remember him from Northern Exposure? What happened to these people? All right, so recently on VHS Rewind, we covered the film The Wildlife, which I think is from 84, and that was kind of an unofficial sequel to Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So I just wanted to point that out. But we're going to play some tunes from Fast Times at Ridgemont High because Phoebe Cates is in it. And here is the title. I don't know if it's the title theme, but here is Fast Times at Ridgemont High by Sammy Hagar.
Reliable,
the soundtrack featured another tune with the words Fast Times in the title. Here is Billy Squire.
Of our lives.
Legendary character of Spicoli gets his own theme song as well. Here is Jimmy Buffett, of all people.
What I dig the most, I don't know, I don't know.
All right, everybody, I can tell by the old shadows on the ground here that it's getting late, and I'm going to have to wrap this up. I have so many more songs I want to play, so I guess there will be a sequel if this is successful. So I am going to end this with, I know I didn't play the second Shandy song that I was going to play, but here is the second Cheap Trick song. We'll begin it as we end it. We'll end it as we began it, with Cheap Trick doing Up the Creek. I want to know, did Cheap Trick do Spring Break and Up the Creek in concerts? Can you guys write in and let me know? Because I love these songs. I love these songs. I want to know what they're like played live. Anyway, here we're wrapping it up. Have a good day. Thank you for listening. And here is Cheap Trick with Up the Creek.
I'm up the creek.